84SKD, listening. KD, anybody listening on the frequency?
You call sign here. Here's KD4SRR. I just fired it up and heard you talking. Come on back.
SRO, I hope I got that right. My call is KC4SKD. Name is Larry. How you doing this afternoon?
Well, you got most of it right. It's Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Romeo Romeo, or Railroad, or Radio Radio, or Real Radio, however you want to put it. This is Robert down here in Joanna, sitting down here in the Wild Kingdom. Glad to get you. Where be you at, if you don't mind me asking?
Easley, good to meet you, Robert. And, yeah, I just figured I'd throw the call out there, see if anybody was listening, and hope you're having a good afternoon.
Well, I'm better than I deserve to be. Yeah, I'm having a decent day, not doing anything, just eating me a TV dinner. Don't sound like much, but I'm saving it up for Thanksgiving. And making me a pot of coffee, and then I'm going to plop myself back in a lazy chair, and that's where I'm going to sit.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had a TV dinner. Long, long, long time. But anyway, I hope it's good. And as far as saving up for Thanksgiving, yeah, me too. I'll probably eat a little more than I normally do on that day. My wife wanted to cook out over the open fire pit in the backyard, and we may do that, depending upon weather.
Got a turkey, but I ain't started thawing yet. I might save him for Christmas. I got a little bird, the smallest one I could get at Food Lion on the deal. And I might save that. I might eat lighter on Thanksgiving. I've lost about 10 pounds, and I kind of like it, so I don't really want to gain it all back.
About a little over a year ago, my doctor told me I needed to lose some weight. So I didn't like that too good, but I took his advice. And I'm not advertising for them, but on April, went on the Nutrisystem diet, and I've lost 30 pounds since then, so it does work, but there are times you just get majorly hungry.
Diet fails because when you're that hungry, you're not supposed to be hungry. You're supposed to be satisfied. And, yeah, I know what you mean. Now, I fell off the wagon last night. I ate a medium thin crust that I cooked up myself while watching the scary pictures on MTV, MeTV. And, but that's about the most I had all week. I've been working on the car out here trying to get a little rag mop going for the first rag mop died, and the second one I had to get it going. So I haven't been all that hungry. I didn't starve by any means, but I ain't been ravenous, even with the cool temps.
I used to eating too much, and I went on that little diet, and I thought, oh, boy. But I stuck with it, and I feel better. Blood pressure's down a little bit, and my feet and legs don't hurt as bad. So, you know, it's better all the way around. But you keep driving by these restaurants, and they really do scream at you when you drive by them.
I must be deaf because I can't afford them. Even a fast food meal is... A combo was almost $10. Hey, if I want a burger, I got burger in the freezer out there. In fact, I need to cook some of it before it goes bad or either feed it to the dogs.
Anyway, you said you were working on the car. What's wrong with your car?
Hit the little rag mop bike on the road about 2 years ago, a little bit longer maybe. I bought a little parts car, a little 2000 Toyota Echo. And even though it was an automatic, I figured I could use the motor out of it. It had a little body damage on the front, but it wasn't anything. I mean, the radiator had been replaced and all, but it's still a little rough. But it cranked up and ran, and I paid $250 for it. My intent was to take the one that I got, which is a 2001, and switch everything over to it. You say, well, why go to all that trouble? And I said, well, I didn't know if the little old Echo, the 2000 was going to be a good running candidate. Well, I kept putting it off, and, you know, leaves piled up on them, and on the little gold 2000. Well, the 2001 finally croaked last week, and not really that bad, but after 647,000 miles, Giovanetti, I needed a front driver's side hub and a CV axle.
My my wife's got a friend that's got a Toyota Echo, and it's an 01. It needs painting desperately, but other than that, it seems to be a pretty decent car. I know what it's like working on cars. I have spent many, many hours under a hood myself.
You mean, so the Echo's pretty easy to work on. I mean, the brain box is under the dash, and pretty much you can follow everything else out on it. It has the same motor that the Toyota's had, the 1500 cc's for decades, and the same one they're still using in the, I don't think they make the Yaris anymore, do they, but the same one they use in the front of the Prisma when they're under gas power. But it's a real simple little car, and it gives a darn good gas mileage. And the one I had, the 2001, had a 5-speed, and fifth speed, it started fifth gear. I let it drop for a second. Where it wanted to pop out. Well, after 400,000 miles, I mean, I'd probably want to pop out a joint, too. But anyway, I just drove it in fourth for overdrive, and it's a slight overdrive. And to be honest to goodness, truthful with you, the thing got a little better mileage because the little small motor needs to stay a little bit higher revs. And fourth gear was just a bare, had a little bit of overdrive to it. So I was getting almost 50 miles a gallon with it if I kept it like 65. Well, anyway, that happened, and I can fix it, but let me let it drop. KD4SRRID. I didn't want to have to go buy a pickle fork, and then buy all this other stuff, and this other one was just sitting there. So I thought, well, let me try to see if I can get it running. So I put the tires off the 2001 on it, and did a little, hooked the fan back up, the radiator fan, because you don't need it much now, but the electric fan was disconnected. I reconnected that up. And I did a few things here and there, and put some new coil, you know, the spark coils on it. And the more I drive it, the better it runs. It's just it's slower. It doesn't get as good a mileage as the 4/5-speed did.
Sounds like you got things going your way at least. Anyway, well, hope all continues to go well for you. I guess I better go ahead and sign because I'm almost where I need to be, destinated. But anyway, it's good talking to you.
I feel like I've talked at you. I don't ever have the 3-word to 25-word short description on anything, so my apologies to that. I do breathe once in a while when I get on one of these rants, though. But good again, glad I caught you. This is a perfect day. I almost got a little snowy look to it, even though I know that ain't going to happen. I don't guess. But anyway, it feels good out there. It's just a good day to hang in here and have a cup of soup after this and a cup of Joe and fall asleep and use Sunday for what it was meant for, a day of rest. So I hope you have a great day where you are, since you got to your destination, and we hope to talk to you again. This is KD4SRR, clear on your final, because I could never remember call signs.
I'm too, yeah, but yeah, good to talk to you, and hope things continue to go well with your car project. But anyway, have a good afternoon, and I'm with you. Sunday's supposed to be a day of rest. So I'm going to go. I got to go help my dad rest a little bit. I hadn't seen him in a little while. It's KD.
Smith Reese, hope to hear you on the net tonight. KD4SRR, clear.